All right, 941 here on WPHM. 50-50 chance of some rain showers today. We'll detail the forecast again coming up in just a few minutes. This is one of these stories that I guess the appropriate response to is to shake your head, shrug your shoulders, and say, it's 2020 for you. There is a warning, you may have heard about this. It was in the news a few minutes ago, that seeds from China are showing up in people's mailboxes completely unsolicited. Joining us right now, ABC News correspondent Ryan Burrow to tell us a little bit more about what he's found out about this. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning. Yeah, the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Department of Homeland Security is alerting people about these seeds that are being sent to people unsolicited in the mail. You receive a package, you open it up. Well, this is strange. I don't exactly understand or recognize this lettering. And these appear to be seeds in a plastic wrap or some kind of box. What the two agencies are telling you is do not open those seeds, do not throw them away, do not eat them, do not plant them. They could be harmful, and they don't exactly know what the purpose of sending these out to people are. There are a couple options on the table, and one thing that they are saying is this could be part of something called a brushing scam. Mm-hmm. People receive unsolicited items from a seller who then posts false customer reviews to boost sales. So basically, they make it seem as though the customer there are more customers out there. You're going to go take a look at it, find out more about it, and that's going to boost sales in one form or another. Now, why you would do that with seeds, that has not been determined. And these seeds are strange, too, because it's not just one type of seed. From posts we've been seeing on social media all across the country, some are big pumpkin seeds, like a light grayish color. Some are small and black or brown. So it's not as though everyone has been receiving the exact same kind of package. One of the concerns and one of the reasons the Department of Homeland Security is involved in this, as well as the Department of Agriculture, is the seeds may be unhealthy. They may be some kind of a plant that will destroy vegetation, could maybe get involved with livestock and create problems there, and may not be healthy for humans. So they just don't know what it is. So what they're telling people is don't throw it away. Send it instead to your state plant health director, which probably most people didn't know until this moment. Every state has a plant health director.
It's their moment to shine.
Exactly. Plug that phone number into your cell phone just in case, right?
It's interesting, Ryan, because from a curiosity standpoint, if I got one of these packages in the mail, I would really want to plant it, maybe not in the ground, but in a container in the house or something. I'd really be curious to see what it is. But at the same time, not knowing what it is, knowing that it's coming from China, it's a little scary.
That's the concern from the government, too, is that people are going to see this and say, well, it's a seed. Who cares? Let's see what it does. Let's see what grows. This is kind of interesting, but you just don't know. Is it going to bring some kind of bug to your neighborhood? Is it going to kill all the vegetation? Is it going to be harmful to pets? What is it? So they just don't know, and they're telling people, look, better safe than sorry. Now, look, a lot of real estate agents send out wildflower seeds to you, but usually you've got a picture of the real estate agent, you've got an address on that. These are very strange packages that are coming via mail, and you may not recognize all the lettering, the packaging, or where it's coming from.
Ryan, do we know how widespread this is? I've heard that there might have even been some in our local area here. Certainly, they've been popping up around Michigan. How many of these packages have shown up at this point?
Well, we're hearing from 27 different states that they've received complaints, and those numbers continue to grow as more and more people become aware of this story. They're saying, well, wait a minute, I got that too. And so they're alerting authorities, and so the numbers are probably going to grow significantly over the next couple days. But as far as Michigan goes and the Midwest, we know that not all of the packages are seemingly coming from China. Some may be from Uzbekistan. They still haven't found the direct source of where these are coming from. And I do want to point out that China, the Chinese government, has already chimed in on this. The spokesperson for China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that the labels on these appear to be forged and that the Universal Postal Union in China strictly prohibits sending and receiving seeds through the mail. So they're kind of saying, look, we don't think this came from us because we keep a close, watchful eye on the things that go in and out of our country, and we have not been able to determine where these seeds have come from.
Like I said, that's 2020 for you, isn't it?
It sure is. Put that in the 2020 file for you.
Absolutely. Weird story, Ryan. Appreciate the information. Thanks for being with us today.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.